Greenhorn Chain and Service.
Hey, Roy, it's Mario. I kept calling you back. It was going to your voicemail.
Yeah, I'm right up here next to the dam, the nuclear place, and it's just shitty service. That's all it is. And then I had a phone call come in. I didn't even switch over, and I'm sitting there talking, thinking I'm talking to you. And then they're like, hello, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. Shit. Didn't even click over, man. I was just going to let it go, you know, because, I mean, I really do want to have somebody to do what you do, man.
Roy, let's get down to, you know, just to talk straight up, man. I mean, I'll tell you what we can do, what we have to offer. I'm not going to waste your time or BS you. Like I said, they've done that enough. If you like what we do, and if, you know, it's something that, you know, you find reasonable, we'll move forward. If not, no harm, no foul, brother. I'll thank you for your time. Okay.
I appreciate it, man.
Now, Ridden Works, Handyman Service, you've been running the company for just about how long, brother?
About 7 years.
7 years. Okay. And then you're doing this solo, right? You're the only owner?
Yeah, I'm the only owner every now and then. Like today, I got my father helping me because I can't find nobody to help. it's a bitch trying to help, you know, get somebody to help me.
Right. Okay, perfect. So the website here, RiddenWorksHandymanSquares.com, is that yours? Yeah. Are you paying someone for it, or is that you have the domain, or how does that?
That's me, we created that ourselves. We had the little website through Google's domain or whatever, through the profile. Anyway, they shut that down. I was paying like $12 a year or something like that for it. And then 1 year, they just shut it down and told me I have to use Squarespace. And now that's why it's .Squarespace now. But I'm not stressing that too much. I mean,
okay.
It is.
Well, you know what? The website, I mean, it doesn't look bad at all, man. I'm looking at it. I mean, it could use, I mean, some touch-ups and stuff that you guys can do. The other thing that we could do, if you decide to work with us, we can build a website for you, and then, you know, we wouldn't charge you anything extra for it. It's already included within our
service.
Right. I'm pretty sure you know that already. How about social media? Do you have social media, Roy?
I don't get on there, man. I don't really get on much. Like I said, when I first started out, I was focused more on the elderly people, and they don't get on the computer, you know, so I wasn't worried about it. And then somehow, you know, property management companies started finding me, and they've been just using me up all the time. So, and a lot of them guys, they'll move to another company and continue to use me, you know. And then that's how it's actually been, was I guess people left from one company to another and gave them my name, and they started using me, and it's a blessing, you know.
Right.
I'm definitely pretty successful with them.
Okay.
But
well, the only thing that I was asking is that, you know, we... Google and Facebook have a partnership, so we work directly with Facebook as well, and we can actually help you build a business profile through there and run ads on there. We do the same with Apple. We work directly with Apple, but here's the bottom line, Roy, to not, you know, just to keep things transparent. I mean, I appreciate that you're a straight shooter, man. The bottom line here is that you just need things to be done correctly, man. I mean, I don't know how else to put that. I don't know how else to put that for you, man. I mean, that's the bottom line. You know what? You know, and that's something, I mean, you can look at our company. We're Local Splash. We've been in business for 20 years. And again, I'm not telling you that, you know, we're the best ones in the whole world. And like I told you, that we're going to, you know, make you rich in a few months, but we can keep being very straight with you and get things done correctly. And that's what our clients want. Our customers just want, hey, man, just keep me busy, right? Keep that work, you know, that constant, you know, that workflow coming in and do right by me, right? Do the right things, promote me in the right way, especially under the keywords. I mean, you're not a certified electrician.
No,
you know?
No, I'm not certified plumber either. They had that shit in there. You know, that's stupid. My uncle's a certified plumber, you know. I do a little bit of plumbing, you know. I know how to do it. I grew up on the water working on yachts. I mean, they're just floating homes, and that's pretty much where I learn all my shit. You know, I'm a carpenter by trade, but I like doing little things. I'd like to hire some people, you know, I really would, but, you know, I just need more smaller jobs to be able to send people who don't know much about anything to do, you know, those smaller things. You know what I mean? So if I can keep smaller jobs coming in, I can send people out to do the smaller things, and I can take on these bigger projects and stay on them, you know, like these decks and carports and stuff like that, you know, flooring jobs, those things I can do, and I can send people out to do those other things. But like I said, I'm booked until the middle of May, but I've got bigger jobs, and when I got smaller jobs come in, I gotta do them in the evening, you know what I'm saying? And then I don't get home until 8:30 at night sometimes. It's a pain in the ass. But I would love to hire some people. But anyway, that's kind of where I'm at, you know.
That's
getting ready
to
let these people go.
Right, that's something that we can help you with. Our monthly charge, Roy, to get things done right for you, and, you know, and get the ball rolling correctly. Cause at the end of the day, you know, once I looked into your account, looked into the keywords, looked into all the back end stuff that we're able to see as primary Google partners. Now you wouldn't be working with someone that's just certified by Google, because there's thousands of companies nationwide that say
yes,
have a certification, and that doesn't really
sum
things up, because all they do is say, hey, we're able to list you on Google, and what they don't tell you is that you can do it yourself for free if you really wanted to. You know,
exactly. That's what I was told the first time, people. And they're like, but you can't put keywords. I'm like, I already set up my keywords. You know, it was just a pain in the ass dealing with them people, man. But I kept getting the calls every day.
What you're looking at here, it's a monthly charge. There's no contract. It's $2.99 a month. It's actually pretty affordable. $2.99 a month without a contract. And, you know, that way you get to see what we can do, and you get to see how things are done correctly, man.
Right.
If you're not happy with them, I mean, you have the right to cancel, but here's the bottom line. If we're doing things correctly and you see everything is flowing the way that it should, you're being listed correctly, we're keeping you busy, we will keep a relationship with you on a long-term basis, because that's the bottom line, man. You know, it's just, hey, man, I just need someone to do all this right, someone to handle this for me on the back end, because I'm busy doing work, you know, and...
Right.
You know, and that's what we'll do, Roy. So here, let me just get a few details from here. Bear with me here 1 second. What's your last name, Roy?
My last name is Rittenberry.
Oh, okay. Just like the the company is Rittenberry.
Almost like the company.
Yeah. Where are you? Where's that last name from? I got to tell you, man. I've dealt with thousands of last names. I've never seen that one.
Right. Yeah, well, I'll be one. It's a rare last name. We're out of Tennessee. I think that's where my family's originated from. And, I was actually born up north in New England. Didn't really spend a whole lot of time there. And then I moved, started my business in Maryland a few years back, and came here again. I actually lived here for 10 years and worked in factories and stuff like that. But I enjoyed working on the boats. So I went back to Maryland after my first wife died, and came back.
Did you remarry?
No, I ain't married again yet, but I'm with somebody. We plan on getting married, but we're trying to save up to buy a house, you know, get some land. You know, we own a fifth wheel camper that we live on a family farm, you know, and, you know, I don't make a, you know, I'm not rich by no means. You know, I'm making a living. And, you know, it's just hard for me to swallow $300 a month every month on marketing, you know. When I've got ads in the paper, I've got a lot of things out, you know.
Hey, man, good for you, brother. I mean, it sounds like you're just, you know, you're trying to do things, you know, like everybody else, man, to get ahead, brother.
Yeah, I'm just trying to. Yeah, exactly. That's all I'm trying to do, man. I'm sick of getting screwed over. And
yeah.
this company is actually only charged me $180 a month. And
here's the bottom line. It doesn't even matter if they charge you $100. If they're not doing what they're supposed to, then
yeah.
What's the point?
Right.
That money
right.
is going
exactly.
right in the trash.
Yeah,
I mean, you
I
might as well not continue to throw it away.
Yeah,
I mean, if you are, you can send it over to me.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm kidding, brother. All right, Roy, so your last name is Riddenberry, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. You say you're from New England. You're a Patriot fan?
I used to be until Brady left.
okay.
Well, I can't say that. I've been a New England fan since Bledsoe. And then I don't really watch football no more, man. I just focus on the business anymore.
That's right. That's right. No, I'm a football fan. I'm a Raider fan, brother.
There you go. I actually lived in San Francisco for 4 months. I traveled the country when I was 21.
Did you really? Okay.
Yeah. And I dropped off of a sales crew. I joined a sales crew just to see the country. And I actually dropped off in Camden, California, took a subway out to San Francisco, and then I smoked a bunch of weed and came home.
Hey,
yeah,
there's some stories that I would want to share with you, but the call is being recorded, Roy, and for the sake of my job, I can't do that.
Well, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
But listen, I tell you what, I'm very interested in hiring you guys to do this, okay? Let me get rid of these people, okay? Let's set up a date. Why don't you guys call me on the 12th of on March? Can you do that?
Well, I'm gonna, you know, you're a hell of a straight shooter, brother, and I appreciate that. And I'm just gonna keep things very transparent with you. So,
okay.
In order for me to assign the first placement position that opened up in the area, I just we have, I mean, you know how that works. I'm preaching to the choir here. So,
yeah.
You know, let me just get your information. We'll get you squared away. You don't have to wait till the 12th. Talk to these guys and let them know, hey, you know what? Somebody else is going to handle my account. They're actually premier partners with Google. And you can look that up. I mean, I'm not trying to waste
your
time.
Yeah, I believe
you. Okay, what's your email address, Roy?
rjberry888@gmail.com.
Okay, one second. rjberry, go ahead.
888@gmail.com.
888, huh? Okay.
Yep.
gmail.com.
Oh, 7888 is my birthday. I just used.
that 256 number, is that a good number to leave on Google where the clients can call you, or did you have a better number?
That's my number, man. That's it.
All right. Hold on for one second. Let me put that on here on the notes. Okay. And then what times – let me show you what I have here. I just want to make sure that we can leave that on there.
The times
of operation,
right,
8 to 6, Monday through Saturday?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. 8 a.m., 6 p.m. Okay. Now, here's something that 13 Stripes is not doing that I want to know. The coverage, how far you're willing to do 50 miles, you said?
Yeah, but I don't want to advertise for 50 miles, man. I don't want to travel to 50 miles. I've got too much work as it is,
Okay. So let's keep it about 30. How about 30? Does 30 sound good?
Yeah, 30 miles.
Okay.
Yeah. Come out further, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
Perfect.
No,
No, no, you're good. Don't worry about it, brother. What's the name of your Facebook page, Roy?
Oh, hell, it's just my name. I don't have a business Facebook.
You don't
page,
have a business. Okay, no worries. We're going to help you build one, you know, because it's good that you have a personal one, but we're not trying to help you get more friends. We need to get you more clients.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Okay.
I don't even get on that damn thing.
Okay, perfect.
I have it
now,
just for messenger.
Okay. Now, shoot me straight. What do you think about the website, brother? Because, I mean, I could tell you that the one that we would build for you under that $299, it does look.
It's all included.
Yeah, it's
all
included.
It's
all included, brother.
I mean, I just don't.
Yeah,
I just don't want people.
You're not going to pay.
I want the same name. Yeah,
huh?
That's the thing is I've got 100,000 business cards out there, and they all have my used to have my website on there, you know, and now it really it has my old name, which is just writtenworkshandyman.com is what my old website was. And then I had to add Squarespace to it, which kind of pissed me off. And I could not get it. I couldn't keep that domain, but Google told me I could, and but I had to add Squarespace to it. And it just fucking stupid, man. And that's where I'm at with it. You know, I don't care about the website, to be honest with you. But people can find me and they can, you know, see pictures of stuff I did. You know, like my Google profile had a lot of pictures. And
okay.
A lot of pictures aren't even on there anymore.
No worries. We'll work with that then. Okay, I see what you're saying. No worries about that. Okay, bear with me here one quick second. And then what form of payments are you taking from clients, Roy?
All kinds, you know, I take cash, check, credit card,
cash,
you know, check, Venmo.
Are you doing Zelle?
No, I don't do Zelle.
Oh, no,
I don't
Apple
do nothing
payment.
But Venmo.
No, okay.
I just do, you know, I do, you know, tap or whatever, you know, I'll take Visa, MasterCard, anything.
Anything that has money
you know,
on it. Yeah.
If they got a Zelle, If they got a Zelle card, you know, I guess I can take a Zelle card too. I just don't do, you know, like the app payment or nothing like that. I don't have Zelle.
Okay, no worries. No worries, brother. That's not a big deal. All right, I do need to create a password on the account. This is in case you ever call us, Roy, or we call you. We have to make sure that we're only speaking with you. You can choose one of these three: your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name.
You do my pet's name.
Okay, what is that?
That's Lucas.
Lucas. That sounds like a smaller dog, brother. Is that a small dog or a big one?
No, he's a 110-pound Labrador Retriever.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not a little one.
That's my baby boy, though. I raised him from little shit.
It's amazing, man. You know, I have a little one, too. Mine is actually a little one. It's a Maltese.
We also have an Australian Shepherd, too, but he's
okay.
My old age.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Bear with me here one quick second. All righty. And then, okay. You do have access to rjberry888 @gmail.com, correct?
Yeah, that's my primary, yeah.
No worry, we're not going to list it on Google, brother. So,
okay.
Don't worry about that, okay? All right, and then I'm going to send you the confirmations there, Roy. The monthly service charge, there's two ways that you can handle that, brother. You can do a company card or you can do a personal debit card. Which did you want to use?
Do a company card. Well,
company card. Okay.
It's got my name on it, but it's my company card.
No worries. I mean, because we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, I mean, the card has to match identically on the name side.
Yeah.
But does it say Written Works Handyman Services? Exactly.
No. It's,
okay.
Yeah, it's Roy. But I only use it for business purchases. It's my credit card.
Okay. So it says Roy Rittenberry. RITTENBERRY.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Bear with me one second. And is this a Visa or MasterCard Amex, Roy?
Visa.
Okay. Bear with me one second here, brother. Okay. All right.
So
whenever you
having this other company, is not going to mess up the algorithm, is it?
Absolutely not, brother. If it did, I would tell you straight up, but it's not going to. I'm not, like I said, you've been through enough to get somebody else to try to pull your leg, man. So I'm just being very transparent and, you know, believe that we're definitely going to help with the situations that you're going through. So whenever you're ready, you can give me the number, and then I'll send the confirmation to your email.
All right. Now, listen, you can't just take it off of there either. You gotta call me. I'll tell you what. I've got this card here. It's a MasterCard. We'll go with that.
Okay.
Because this
That's
is
fine.
Yeah. This is Roy Rittenberry as well.
Okay. Whenever you're ready.
I gotta take my gloves and shit off.
You're out on the field right now, Roy?
Yeah, I'm working, man.
Shit, man. Okay. Let me try to get you off the phone. I thought you were home. Sorry about that.
No, I work all the time, every day. Even Sunday, even though it says I don't. I work Sunday as well. I try not to.
Hey, when you were out here in California, did you like it out here, man?
It was pretty, but I'm not a liberal, man. I fucking hate liberals. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. Hey, you're not offending me by any. I mean, we're here right in the same state where Google's at here in California. I promise you this, man. As soon as I find a better house, I'm getting the hell out of here, man. And I mean, again, that's another conversation I can't get into. But if I did, believe me, I think we're on the same page on that.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, dude. They're just trying to change this country into something that it wasn't meant to be.
You know, I mean, nowadays, I mean, you had my, I have kids, and you have my, my little one come and say, Dad, you know, asking me questions that I would never think in a million years. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right. Yep.
Like, why is there a sign that says that, you know, that we can all use the same restroom type of stuff? And it's like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Like, it's mind-boggling, man, you know, so. Anyhow, man, I don't want to get into that conversation. That's a whole different thing, brother. But yeah, go ahead when you're ready, brother.
Like, hang on, my man. This is telling me they can't add money. This is crazy. Hang on. I better fucking do it. Anytime I make a purchase over the phone or internet, I always use this one card. And, so I can add the money when I'm ready to add the money.
Yeah, no worries, man. I mean, like you said, I mean, you can use whatever one you want. That's your discretion. I mean, you can always change it as well. Doesn't have to stay on here as well. And don't worry, while we're on the phone, you're going to get confirmation sent to your phone and your email. So everything's 100% legitimate.
All right, cool.
So you used to do sales back in the days?
Huh? Yeah, I did sales for, I don't know, about a year, less than a year. It was just something fun to do, I guess, you know.
Okay.
It was just an experience, I should say, you know. I wanted the experience. I wanted to travel the country. They did it for, you know, they allowed me to do it for free. And
so
to get paid.
What have you done almost all your life? I mean, just handyman work? I mean,
Well, I've worked on yachts mainly. I do fiberglass carpentry work. I did all that stuff, you know. I went to school in Long Island.
What's the most expensive yacht you've been in, Roy?
Oh, shit. $2.3 million. It was a big 60-foot Sea Ray.
Like a little apartment on the ocean, huh?
Yeah, it was a house. It wasn't no apartment. It's a big boy.
Man, I've never been on one, man. That'd be nice.
Man, it was definitely a joy to do it.
I can imagine, man. That sounds fun.
And it's probably the damn service out here. Just. I'm sorry to be holding you up doing this.
No, brother. I'm here for another 4 or 5 hours, man. You're good. take your time, brother. I mean, at the end of the day, we're just trying to get things squared away for your sake as well.
Just don't use this card no more. I'm going to give you this number.
Okay.
4037.
4037.
6620.
6620.
4857.
4857.
1497.
1497. Expiration date?
130.
130, you said? 130?
Yeah.
Okay, and then the CC code is going to be the last three digits behind.
392.
392.
392.
Okay, 392. All right,
and
bear with me.
That's Roy J. Rittenberry. It's the second. It's two I's.
Okay, Roy J. Rittenberry with two eyes. Okay.
Yeah.
Bear with me here one quick second. And then what's the billing address for this card, Roy?
1742 Antioch Road, Somerville, Alabama. That's Somerville. And that's 35670.
You said 1742 Antioch Road, Summer.
Antioch. A-N-T-I-O-C-H.
A-N-T-I-O-C-H.
Antioch, like in the Bible.
Okay. We got it here. Zip code 35670, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Bear with me here one quick second while I verify that this card is a valid one, and then we'll get this going. And then I'm not going to keep this card. What I'm going to do before the next payment is due, I'm going to give you a courtesy call, so that way you have the option to change.
Yes, please do that. Yeah, every time I need you to do that. Just in case, man. I'm just me, and I might have some shit pop up, you know. I might not be able to pay you that month or something. I don't know, but it's rare. I'm just saying.
No, but, you're right. You know. I mean, there's situations where, you know, sometimes the funds are just not available, and the last thing we want is to, you know, for it to be a hiccup.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it. Yeah. Okay. All right, I just got to read our disclosure to you, and then we're all set here on our end. I'm going to process, I'm going to run you through what is called the voice verification. This is really quick, by the way. I have to make sure I read it to you, brother. I hope you understand that. We're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if you have any questions, please feel free to ask. I'll be more than happy to clarify. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification here alongside Premier Partners to Google. The call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To make sure I have everything correct on my end, can you please verify the name of the business?
Written Works Handyman Service.
Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the company?
My name is Roy Rittenberry, and I am the owner.
Okay. And you are an authorized party to initiate services on behalf of Written Works Handyman Services, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and you are an authorized party on the card information you provided, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, Roy, we also ask that you are involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our emails and phone calls only when it's necessary.
Yes, absolutely.
In hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward. The initial term payment will be processed today, February 27th, for the amount of $299. Next payment will not be due until March 27th for the same amount. As a courtesy, like I said, I will give you a courtesy call maybe a day or two before just to make sure the funds are there. Okay?
All right, thank you.
No, absolutely. I do that not only for you, for a few customers that want it that way just in case there's no money available. Keep in mind that this is not a contract, so you do have the right to stop or cancel the service after the first month, Roy. If for any reason you wanted to do that, you can always do that. The only time you cannot do that is the first month, but anything after, you're allowed to do that, okay? I mean, I don't think that you're going to have to, but if you wanted to, you have that right.
Sweet. Well, I appreciate it. All right.
Bear with me here one second.
And you said it's going to be like 14 days, right? This is where you guys got me up on there?
You're going to have the visibility online between 7 and 14 days. I mean, you already have a GBP, a Google Business Profile. So you're already verified through Google. I mean, we're going to run the verification just to make sure it's good to go. But it shouldn't take. So this is what Google tells us because we're Premier Partners. Google tells us that it will take roughly 45 days to get everything rolling. But because you already have a GBP and you're verified, you've done that before, it makes things a lot easier for us, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
You know,
awesome.
But I do have to tell you what Google tells us, which is up to 45 days. But my personal experience, I don't think it's going to have to take that long because you have almost everything already ready to go. So now you're going to get a call from the IT department, Roy. They're going to give you a courtesy call sometime. What's today? Thursday. They're going to give you a call tomorrow, Friday. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes to spare, brother? What would be a good time?
Well, I'll be working tomorrow, but I can do just like I'm doing now. I got my shocks in my ear, and I can call.
Okay. So do you prefer mornings or
No, afternoon for sure.
Afternoon. Okay. Hold on. Let me see what I have here. in the afternoon. Okay, in the afternoon, I do have, let's see.
Yeah, these people are supposed to call me here in the next week to, because they do it monthly as well, and I'm not going to be using them at all no more. I mean,
honestly, I don't mean to say this in any rude way, Roy, but I don't know why you still paying them, man. I mean, I just, you know, it's sometimes...
Well, like I said, I've only been with them, like, going on 60 days. It's just over a month, you know, that I've been with them.
Yeah, but
and
if you look at what they've done only in 2 months, imagine what they would do in six.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you're not going to be a happy camper, man. I mean, and I don't like to badmouth any other company, brother, but, I mean, the facts and the results speak for themselves. That's the bottom line.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, I have a 4 p.m. and a 5 p.m. available for tomorrow.
All right, well, let's do 4.
4, okay.
Because I'll be home by 5, and I will not speak on the phone.
Okay, no worries. And then for now, we're going to go ahead and keep that site that you have as long as you have the domain for it. If not, I'll tell our IT guys to work with you on building a new one if we have to, because it's already included. You wouldn't be paying any more for that. So you are going to be getting some text messages coming through right now. You're also going to get emails, you know, saying welcome to the company. There's one particular email that you have to fill out. I know you're busy right now. What I like to do is I'll give you a call later in the evening today. I'll help you get that filled out. It's really simple. There's two little boxes that you have to fill out that say that you give us permission to call you and that the card that you provided is yours and that everything is correct. And then you have to type in your name, Roy Rittenberry, right at the bottom and then hit confirm.
Mm-hmm.
And what that does, it gives you access to our dashboard where you'll be able to see how many people are calling you from Google. You're going to be able to see all the back-end things we're able to do. I know you're a little busy right now, so I don't want to, you know, take up any more of your time to do that. So what I'll do, I'll call you about, let's say, 4 or 5 o'clock today, and I'll help you do that. That way, when you get a call from the IT guys tomorrow, they'll save you about 10 or 15 minutes on the phone because they're going to ask you to do it.
All right, cool, man. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, Roy. Hey, let me be the first one to say welcome on board, brother, here with Local Splash alongside with Google. I mean... again, I didn't come here to promise that we're going to make you rich, but we're going to do it right. And that's all you need, brother. It's somebody.
I appreciate it, man.
To do right
and
by you.
I definitely appreciate it. I definitely need it, you know, because I don't have time to do it myself, you know, just like you said. And I feel like they just took advantage of the fact that I don't have the time to look at all the shit they're doing, you know?
Right, right. And you know what? When they call you, they're going to try to give you the whole spiel of, oh, we'll do this and we'll do that. I mean, it's up to you. But I'll tell you, I mean, hopefully you...
I can't afford to pay two people to do this.
Right, right.
Right.
You're overpaying for something that should have been done right the first time, brother.
Right, I know.
Okay. Well, anyhow, Roy, thanks again, brother. Please make sure you pick up that call tomorrow, 4 p.m., but I'm going to call you later on today, so I'll help you complete what is called the terms. It's just two little boxes,
okay,
but I'll walk you through it. So I'll give you a call later today, man. Again, Roy, welcome to the family, brother.
If you can, tell them to send me a text message before they call me so I know, because a lot of times if it comes through as spam, I will not answer.
Okay. No, it's going to come from our customer service number, 877, the same number that you're getting a bunch of texts right now. That's the same number you're going to get the phone call tomorrow. But I'm going to call you back from this number that I called you right now just to go over the terms with you so I can help you get those filled out. But, again, brother, thank you. Welcome on board, and we'll be in touch later today, brother.
Thank you, man. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.